was a throwaway year. Here you're learning how to swim and I'm still drowning over here. 19 and I'll burn another bridge, cause I'm still seeing shadows of your body through the mist. Your suitcase was heavier than mine and I can feel the weight on my shoulders all the time. This year was a throwaway year. I hear you're learning how to swim and I'm still drowning over here.
Music there from Knitting. That was a song called Throwaway Year, which I believe came out towards the end of last year.
Yeah, that's right. It was an independent single that was released the same year as the debut record from the band Knitting, a band hailing from Toronto. I'm Adam here with Dave, and this is Revolution Rock. This is our first episode back from Theme Month, where we were doing themes all month long, one episode focused on a particular theme. If you want more information on that, make sure to go to our website at revrock.blogspot.com. Very excited to get back to more of our regular programming here, where we focus on a variety of different artists, including not only Knitting, but the bands we heard before that, including Pax, who have a brand new album coming out on March 31st, so at the end of the month. So very excited to hear this. I love this Toronto group. Their new album has an exceptional title, Crispy, Crunchy, Nothing. From that, we heard the track 4th of July.
Yes, and then before that, we heard some music from US Girls. They put out a new single from a new album that's also out now, mm-hmm. called Bless This Mess. And it's been quite a few years since we've had a new album from US Girls. I believe they put out a single last year.
They did, and that actually is featured on this album as well. Yeah. The album itself, as you mentioned, is called Bless This Mess. We heard the track Only Daedalus. And before that, we heard a pair of songs written by the Feelies. What we heard prior to US Girls was actually a cover version of Invitation. And that was a single released by Ducks Limited featuring Mo Troper and the Rap Boys. So they are part of this ongoing series where Ducks Limited are covering songs as singles and releasing them. They've already done one by Jesus and Mary Chain and The Cure, and it'll be interesting to see where they progress from here. But if you enjoy that, you can check that out at Ducks Limited Bandcamp page, and you can pay what you can to download that single. And of course, we started things off with the Feelies from their debut record Crazy Rhythms all the way back in 1980. We heard the song Original Love. That and practically every other song on that record can be heard on a fantastic soundtrack to a movie Dave exposed me to not too long ago called Smithereens.
Yeah, and it's the debut movie from the director Susan Seidelman. Mm-hmm. And she went on to do the Wayne's World movies. Mm-hmm. And was it also the documentary The Decline of Western Civilization?
No, that wasn't
That's a different director.
But she did do Desperately Seeking Susan.
That's another one. Anyways, this is her first one. And the Feelies, are they in it as well?
No, just their the music. Yes. But it is a great musical landscape that they generate, showing this very decrepit, really worn down New York City in the early 1980s. You know, it's interesting that we were talking about television and Richard Hell earlier, because Richard Hell actually plays a character, kind of a caricature of himself in this movie. Highly recommended. It is a great, no-budget, independent punk drama. Fantastic stuff. So coming up next, we're going to be celebrating some anniversaries. As we're hearing in the background, we're going to be focusing on music by John Cale, who released what some consider his best solo record in 1973, so many moons ago. That was called Paris 1919. This sort of reflection not only on personal relationships, but also the dissolution of really Europe at the time, as things were focusing so much at the time of political discord, really hearkening back to that very tumultuous time that was happening at the early 20th century with Paris 1919's accord that in its own way led towards further dissolution between European nations and led to World War II. So thematically, not a bright record, but a fantastic one.
Yes.
We're also going to be highlighting the debut record from Tom Waits, Closing Time, released all the way back on March 6th of 1973. But we're going to start things off with a record by a band that a lot of people liked before it seemed everyone hated them. I would always argue to anyone, their first three or four records are perfect post-punk plays. They are, of course, the records of U2. And yes, I know we can all roll our eyes. I know we've all heard certain songs of theirs ad nauseum, but those first three or four records were spot on, featuring great production, and this third record, War, is chief amongst them. We're going to hear something from War, actually the song Seconds. And this was released back on February 28th of 1983, so it is celebrating an anniversary. Let's get to it with music from U2 and Seconds here on CJAM 99.1 FM.
Jesus. having tea with Graham Greene in the coloured costume of your choice, and you'll be thought in high esteem if you're seen in between. Stiffly holding umbrellas, catching the fellas, making the toast to the civil servant Carruthers, making the others worse than most. You're making small talk now with the Queen and the elegant ladies in waiting. You're very nervous, they cannot tell. Well, they can tell. So save yourself for the hounds of hell. They can have you all to themselves. Since the fashion now is to give away all the things that you love so well. Oh, welcome back to Chipping and Sudbury. You can have a second chance. It must all second nature, cutting down the people where they stand. According to the latest score, Mr. Enoch Powell is a falling star. So in the future, please bear in mind, don't see clear, don't see far. When the average social director mistakes a passenger for the conductor, it's so shocking to see the old Church of E looking down on you and me. So welcome back to Chipping and Sudbury. You can have another chance. It must second nature, chopping down the people where they
You are tuned in to CJAM 99.1 FM and listening to Revolution Rock. I'm Adam here with Dave, and we just came back from a set of music celebrating anniversaries. Respectively, we've had a pair of 50th anniversaries and one 40th anniversary, ending off with the debut album of the one and only Tom Waits from 1973. A very different sound for him. This was much more of a balladeer's record. It actually generated a lot of comparisons to the likes of a lot of singer-songwriters at the time, like Jackson Browne, surprisingly enough. Another one was Randy Newman. So very unlike how Tom Waits would eventually grow as a musician, and he'd have that much more ramshackle sound, but definitely the seeds of that gruff voice weirdo are there, and still love this record. It has a lot of sentimentality and a lot of heart I don't think a lot of people would be accustomed to from a Tom Waits record, but it is still a beautiful listen. From March 6, 1973, we heard from Closing Time, Virginia Avenue.
Before that, we heard music from John Cale. As we were discussing, he put out this album, Paris 1919, which we've played more than once on this program over the years. Definitely a favorite. And we heard the track called Graham Greene.
Mm-hmm. And I would argue this record is probably the most accessible in his solo discography. You know, gone are the drones and sound experimentations of his albums prior to this and what we would hear a lot of thereafter. This is pretty much a orchestral pop record for the most part, and a really good one, too.
Now, is that actually about the author, Graham Greene?
Yes, it is. And also about the Queen, as you hear the lyrics in the song. There's a lot of literary references, to be honest. There's references to Shakespeare. There's even a reference to A Child's Christmas in Wales. So, of course, you know, all sorts of important literary figures are being referenced here. Fantastic stuff from the one and only John Cale. This was produced by Chris Thomas, who was tasked with giving him a more polished sound as what the record company wanted him to have. And it worked, even though it still sold virtually nothing. But because